First question.
This is second working session of the board on September 12th, 2023 at 3:54 p.m.
I'll just say this. We anticipate that announcement by the first presidency, period.
Okay.
Who's with you?
The end of September? You have to figure out what the word anticipate is.
Yeah, well, who's the other?
Kevin and Hal Anderson.
Congratulations.
So we're going to go a little bit out of order. We're going to start with D, with the foundation.
A guy from the U, actually in the temple presidency. It's amazing.
If you'll, we're going to talk about the
Dave is the most righteous new guy I know.
Okay. Do you have questions? More? I was prepared to answer questions, not just to speak. But you want me to speak about what we're doing? What we're doing? We're trying to get to a more of a digital format where we're distributing advertisements to parents directly to their emails.
Okay.
We've been taking advertisements for years. We have a policy that directs it and oversees it. The policy is clear on what we can or cannot do. Last year, the foundation brought in $27,000 through advertisements, and that helps cover some of our administrative costs. Some of the things, the district pays for the salaries for the foundation so that we can say 100% of the donation goes to where the people want it to go. But there are other costs that come up with that, whether it's we need new computers or whatever it might be. And this advertising money helps cover some of those costs. It's significant that we bring in. So this last advertisement that went out that I think all of you have heard about was that brain thing flyer. I don't know how to call it besides the brain stuff. There was some controversy, and most of the controversy that came out was either from people that were competitors to it or people, parents that said, hey, we don't want a paper flyer distributed home that talks about suicide ideation. And that was a valid concern. It's kind of something that the board has addressed in that we're trying to look at ways that we can protect a parent's right to choose when they're ready to talk to their children about some of these things. And those parents actually said, if I had received that in an email, I probably would have been fine. And I felt that was a very valid concern. So we were looking at ways we could modify the policy to discuss some of those things that need to be included in what we do not send home on a paper flyer. So that it goes directly as an email. And then, in addition, maybe there's some other things that we haven't considered yet that we need to include in that. I don't know. But that's really what I wanted to address with you, and I know those were questions that some of the board had from that flyer. Yes, sir?
Well, I think the vetting of that message is as important as the format. I mean, so that's... Tell just a little bit about how messages are vetted and approved and disapproved. Have you ever disapproved a message?
We have. If they do not meet the criteria established in Policy 3600, which essentially means it cannot be religious, political, or illegal for minors. Those are the three criteria that we've always said no to. Now, this was just a mental health screening, as far as we're concerned. Some of the professionals say, hey, this isn't FDA approved. No, we don't go to that level and say, oh, is this FDA approved before we send it home? No, we say, are they a local business that wants to pay and advertise to our parents? That's where we go. And if it doesn't meet the religious, political, or illegal for minors, we don't go much further than that. What other questions can I address?
How much is it worth it?
$27,000 is significant.
That's the total amount.
That's what we brought in last year. We're actually on track. So far in August, we've already brought in $4,500, and just in August.
You may have told me what's the amount for about 900. How much is it about? Did you send out a flyer? Did you state that?
No, it's $1,500 to send out a flyer.
And that goes to the foundation.
That goes to the foundation.
Is it used for grants, or is it spread out?
It's used for what administrative costs, because everything else goes towards...
Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks.
And does that include, or is the cost of the printing deducted from that?
No. They have to pay for their own printing if they're doing that.
Okay.
So we get $1,500.
And do you think that if they only had the option to email it, that they would still do it?
Some businesses probably might. We left that option for printed flyers open because we have several organizations that prefer to do printed flyers. Some of the cities, when they do rec leagues, they'll have a registration form. They need to do a printed flyer. Also, just escaped my brain, the travel place to Disneyland. Getaway Today. They do the, thank you. They always do the magazine, and they always want that distributed. And so that's why we leave that flexibility open.
You're in toying with the idea of going digital only, or you're...
No, not... We've added that this year because we want to add that as an additional. I don't know that we could ever really go digital only, at least I don't foresee that.
You charge the same digitally as you do...
Mm-hmm. For the advertiser, there's the incentive to go digital because they don't have the printing costs of the flyers. And so that's an additional cost that they incur on their end if they choose to do a printed flyer.
But they probably don't have the read rate as high on a digital...
Maybe.
But it is the same 1500.
Yep. Correct.
Are you going to change the policy at all?
Well, I think we should. I think based upon the feedback from those parents, we need to adjust the policy to include some terminology that is not appropriate for the younger kids. The parents recognize that we're not advertising to their children, but they weren't ready to bring up the conversation about suicide ideation or things of that nature to their young kids.
So would that flyer have been better received if that paragraph at the bottom would not have been on there?
No.
Or you still would have had the problems with the
flyer would have been
FDA-approved treatment?
The flyer would have been better received had it not been a hybrid where they emailed to the secondary students and a printed flyer to the elementary. If it was just an email to parents, it would have been better received.
They would have self-filtered it. Yeah. They would have filtered it, and
it would have been seen. The parents wouldn't have had an issue because their children wouldn't have brought home the flyer.
Right.
So that would have been the issue.
So our policy currently states that it must be age-appropriate. I mean, like, it must in all capital letters. It's big, bold phrase in there.
Mm-hmm.
So... how are you envisioning changing the policy to accommodate that? Because it's already included in the policy as is.
I think we have to look at some of the terminologies more closely. I didn't consider it a problem until we got this feedback. And so now that I have that feedback, I really do have to look at it and go, okay, we have to consider this as well as maybe some other things that are not age appropriate and decide how that goes. We have to look closer at it from our side. And I'll own that side of it.
I think one of the discussions Steve and I had was, you know, for him to provide you with what kind of money that does bring in. I mean, in outweigh, do we just not do any flyers, period? That would be an option. You know, do we just make a stand and say we are done with all flyers? Whether it's the university or the cities, I think you would have to make a decision, you know, because it's really hard to decide what should go home and what shouldn't.
And we're really at a tipping point by being able to go digital that we can bring in more money to the foundation. For example, school districts up north, they're bringing in hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to their foundations.
Through advertising.
Davis School District does it really well.
I think you can make the argument. There's some flyers that parents are used to getting. For example, the municipal...
Yeah, the city football.
Those are... like people wait for those.
Yeah.
To just say, okay, we're going to be done. I don't think we need to go... clear to the other side. I think we need to find maybe just some other ways to address this, because there's those flyers that parents kind of expect and look for.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's true.
I would not advocate eliminating.
And so I think the question for you folks would be, do you want to change it up? It sounds like Steve's got some ideas, but how much do you want to change it?
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
And I truly anticipated you may have some more concerns. If you don't, I will bring back to you my thoughts on how I can adjust policy 3600 to make sure this doesn't happen.
It certainly doesn't need to be decided right now.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
You're comfortable with that?
The digital would be, to me, a really good solution, because the parent that complains, well, every time I look at my kid's bag, I got four flyers.
True.
Then they could self-regulate that. And we're still getting money that is utilized
Correct.
Kids.
And we're actually trying to fine tune the digital right now as well, because we just started in August and already we're getting feedback, man, all these emails.
Yeah.
So we're looking at ways that we can do it once a week, and if we have three advertisers in that week, then it's one email with three different clicks on it.
Secretarial time, it will save a lot if the digital. It's always a lot of work.
Well, we're already trying to take even the emails away from the secretaries, and so we're handling that directly.
But disseminating
it
to the classes.
Yes.
One other area that, as I read through the policy, PTAs are kind of carved out, but not totally. And maybe we could make that a little more clear.
Sure.
Like, can they send home information about fundraising? Or do they fall under this category? It's a little bit fuzzy, and I know each principal kind of handles it slightly different.
Well, they shouldn't, because we felt like we had it pretty clear that anything created by the school or by the school's PTA is automatically approved and they can send out.
Okay.
So we've been very clear, whenever they call us, yes, if your PTA has done this for your school, please send it out to your school.
Okay.
And likewise, if the school has created the program, the school has the freedom to send that out. But we can make that more clear, so thank you for highlighting that.
What's the policy number?
3600.
And it would be under 3.3.1.1.
3.3.1.
Where you're at. But, yeah. Anyway.
That's
I can talk to you after with a few other little
thank
comments.
Thank you. And then the other thing, I gave you each a copy of a thank you note we received this last year. I think Burke recognizes the teacher. This was my favorite thank you note from Teacher Grants. This teacher gave us this note. It's that frame that we gave you. And she said, "We made a wish, you made it blossom." And you'll notice each of those blossoms is a fingerprint of her kindergarten students. And I was so touched by it. And I gave this to my foundation board, and I wanted you to each have a half of that as well that you can put up. Because you guys are an integral part of what the foundation accomplishes. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you,
Steve.
It's beautiful. Awesome. Yeah.
It's
okay.
A personal item. It goes on my
desk. On to Tammy. Mental health.
Okay.
Even though it's a rainbow.
Welcome, by the way.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. The state is asking districts to do a mental health screener, and they're leaving some autonomy up to districts of how to do that. So we have opted to offer a screener. These are free. They're available online. It's the PHQ, which is the patient health questionnaire with 9 questions to screen for depression, and the GAD-7, which is the general anxiety disorder 7 question questionnaire. So people can access these free online anytime. But we will just offer it to parents if they would like to access this to screen their students. They can. We've made that accessible for them. They do not have to share their results with us. They will receive, because of the way we set up the screener, tips and some recommendations of maybe next steps, support, but they do not have to share the results. If they do choose to share the results, they specifically have to check and mark that they're consenting to share those results, and then those school counselors they'll follow a protocol to provide support. So we just wanted to let you know that was the decision of how to pilot it in our district so that we didn't need to do some big undertaking. Just put it in the hands of the families and let them participate willingly.
When will the letter and information be going out to parents?
We hope to do it in September, as September Suicide Prevention Month. That would probably be a good time to send that out, and that would be a district-wide send from Steve. And there's a letter introducing that to parents with a link to complete the screener if they would like.
And that was in our board book.
And considering the feedback, that should be an email then.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Good job.
I really appreciate the way that Tammy has put this together, because she recognizes that parents are the key players in this and their child's mental health, and that we're there just to support. I think that's really smart compared to the way that other districts have done this. So that's been with a lot of work on her part to do it, but very, very smart. To keep that, you know, with where it needs to be. So I appreciate that, Taylor. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody have any questions for me?
Thanks, Tammy.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Appreciate you. Thank you. Another one.
You guys ready for ALP? You want to wait?
Yeah, we can. Or Steve.
Steve?
Do you want to do that? Go ahead.
Go ahead, Steve.
Are you sure?
Yep.
I'll go quick. We have a video clip for you. We thought that it would be good to, as we start our professional learning communities at the beginning of every year, one of the things we like to do is with our staffs is review our collective commitments. And so we have Angie Evans at Legacy going to talk a little bit about their collective commitments and then their team norms that they review. And we've got some teachers that will talk about that. So we'll let Angie do the rest of the talking.
A few years ago, there were five or six of us that were new principals. And so they had Bob Sanju come and train us on how the process for starting collective commitments in our schools. So for year one, we went to our faculties and we asked them if we were a highly effective school, high performing, what would that look like and sound like? And we took them and met with our vision team. And our vision team wordsmithed those sticky notes into collective commitments. And we worked with them and figured out five or six in each area. And then we took them back to our faculty learning, and the teachers got to vote on that and come to a consensus. Year two, we self-assessed on those collective commitments to see how we were doing. And then they chose three areas to work on and an accountability partner. We also worked with our vision team again. We made a few slight tweaks and changes and then brought it back to our faculty again to come to a consensus, which we did. And then year three, which was this year, our vision team met before school started, and we looked at our collective commitments, and we looked to see which ones we were doing well, which ones we needed to work on.
Well, that was unexpected.
Was doing a good job
as technology does. So
that's very impressive.
If you can get that to work, but I'll just follow up as she has some pictures in here of her teachers. We were at 146.
A few years ago, there were five or six of us that were new.
Okay. So hopefully,
this was one goal that they would work on throughout the year, and they wrote those on an exit ticket and turned them into me so that as we go and do observations and visits, we can talk about what they're working on and how it's working to incorporate it into their classroom. They're useful in helping us stay on track for what we feel like it would be highly effective and the best strategies that we could be using in our school. Along with our collective commitments, another thing that we use is our decision-making values. If we have to make a decision that not everyone will maybe agree with or that might be hard for some people.
Yes, our norms are to be on time, to be prepared, and stay student-focused. And when we came up with them, we met as a team and wrote on a sticky note the things that are effective and work well with the team and things that bug when we work with the team. And then we took those and just consolidated them and found which ones were the most essential. And we agreed that we could take all the things that we said and agreed that it's all about being here, being prepared, and staying student focused and working through data and things that we want to help our students with.
Thank you. If you guys get off topic, what do you do to get back on topic?
We have a code word, and our code word is shimmer. And that means that we need to refocus.
Come prepared. It looks like all of us are here. We're prepared. Stay focused and productive. Today we will do that very well because we've got a lot to do. And then when we have discussion, everyone participates and all voices are heard. And then this to five. And we get to discussion. Okay, and then just the roles, we've got a facilitator. Bailey's gonna be doing our agenda and recording. You're still good at the timekeeper. Okay, we have 3 minutes left, we gotta go. And then with you, you'll be the reporter. We talked about CSIP. We'll all be at equal voice, and then you'll do the recording on that. So, and then just our PLC, stay student focused. We have collaborative effort, and we'll be result oriented. It helps us work very collaborative as a team. If all were not the best of us, for the best of our students, because that's what our PLC is really about, is helping our students.
That's really important because it's about the time, make the time, if we are well organized, the time counts. We make more efficient the time we have.
I feel like with our norms, we're more productive. But again, like what Cindy said, we collaborate so much better, but we've got each other's back.
And all of us working together and helping each other, that means we help all the students, mm-hmm. not just our own.
Yeah, the students are always on the top of our mind.
Okay, I think this gives us a pretty good idea of some of the things that all of our schools are doing at the beginning of the year, getting those procedures down, getting those norms down, and reviewing what values do we hold that we're going to attend to in those different areas. Assessment, you saw instruction. What are those things that are going to set us apart? So I thank Angie for doing that, and I hope that was a good look at some of the things we're doing at the beginning of the year. So thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. All right, we're going to move into board committees. We have just a few minutes, so let's just go around quick and talk about update on your committees. Craig, I'll start with you.
Well, Brent, I was going to have, have we added a requirement for our finance committee? Committee?
So the audit is going really well. They're just finishing stuff up, and as soon as they've got the audit report done, then we'll be getting together and having them come down and do their presentation to us on the audit.
Perfect.
Dave. We're at foundation that last Tuesday. We spoke a lot about classroom grants, some things we're going to do differently there. We're going to, Steve can help me, but we've been awarding classroom grants around the $500 mark.
Uh-huh.
The foundation board is going to now, we're talking about awarding super grants for some of these requests that are maybe significant more money, $1,000 and maybe even higher.
We weren't going to limit it.
Yeah.
Wow.
The big thing that is happening is the foundation golf tournament is at the end of this month on the 29th at the Ledges. Anybody that can be a part of that, if you haven't, it's awesome. I think they're projecting to make about a similar amount, $110,000. Is that around that area?
You don't have to golf either.
Do you need volunteers?
We'll find other things for you to do.
Oh, okay. They always.
If you want to help, if you want to be able to,
you can drive. We can go around in a cart, take food, snack around,
stand up in the hole.
But you can golf then.
It's a people.
Are you golfers?
Yeah, she's a
tee officer.
It's a really.
I think it's good for board members to be there. I've been there. If you haven't. Just to go around and introduce yourself and meet people, and I think there's some good positive vibes there with the different people.
Last year we had Becky and Lorene there, and we put you in a snack booth, and that worked really well. You got to meet all of our golfers and talk with them, and that was good for us too. We got good feedback, so
it was fun.
If that's okay, we'd probably do that again. Put you in a booth and have you help distribute them, and you can meet all of the people that are helping support grants.
It's a big deal, and the golf.
You're going to be in Oklahoma. I'm going to be in Missouri.
I'm volunteering
in
a temple.
Where?
London.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Awesome. Is there anything else with foundation, Steve?
Okay, Lorene. Thanks, Steve.
So, legislative.
Yeah.
I've been studying a little bit. I did learn that we do not have a Southern Utah representative on the education interim committee.
Right.
Which made me really sad, and I asked Neil if he was going to be on the fall one, and he said the spring regular session, and he said sometimes they change him, and I let him know we need him there. We need representation from here.
Weren't they just here Monday? Did they
could have been
a meeting.
Yeah, I think
on
perhaps
Monday?
They were here, but I didn't make it over to it, but I am concerned having nobody on the interim committee. So I'm keeping an eye on, trying to keep an eye on what they do and their meetings, and I'll keep you posted as to concerns that I'm seeing, because I am seeing a few, but just beginning. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Can I just really quickly that, because of our midway experience, they're talking about attendance up at the legislature. They realize now that they have swung so far in one direction that it's really difficult for those of us trying to. So they are now talking about trying to swing the pendulum back a little bit to help us so that we can follow through and enforce attendance a little bit better. I mean, we don't need the pendulum to swing all the way back to where it was, but we need to maybe have it swing from where it is now back to the middle a little bit so that there's some teeth. And so there are some conversations apparently being held that up there on that topic.
That's also what they said at our meeting in June up in Cedar City with the, all the legislators. You were there, right, Richard? And Larry was there. That was his last one.
There are.
And I think I was the only board member there.
There are some people on this committee that I'm quite concerned about. So.
The Education Committee?
Yeah.
Is it the Education Appropriation
Committee? It's the Interim Committee.
Interim. It's
the Interim.
Thanks, Serene. Terry.
We had the meetings up in USBA to set the legislative agenda. I wasn't able to be there Saturday, but Friday we had a good report on the budgeting process and kind of how that works. They did talk a little bit about the big surplus and why that happened. But obviously we don't have any control over that part of it, so I don't know. But I think having us a little more involved, some of our board members more involved with the legislators out of the gate is going to be a useful thing. But I also met with the legislators and got to know them a little bit up at the meeting in Cedar City, and this is a different crew than we've gotten used to, and we've been very spoiled. These guys have their own agendas, and they just are not as, I think they want to be conscientious, but they definitely have different priorities than some of our past legislators, the state guys. So we'll need to work to form better relationships with them and hopefully help them see how they can best help us and then encourage that process.
If I count the big topic there was we had it the day after the re-expansion of the monument. So many of the Fife County things really have a big impact on Kane, Garfield, Iron, Beaver, whereas we're sort of self-sufficient in Washington County. And Gil Almquist is a great voice up there. He's really respected there from Washington County, but there's going to be a lot between that and some of the carbon laws. Those counties are getting hit really hard. Again, really, really hard. So that was the majority of the discussion there. The chair is a county commissioner from Kane County. She does a great job, but those counties are really getting hit hard by the money they're not getting. Oh, one other thing though too is that Zion National Park is really is deterring people from coming. They'll do a survey. How many people would you like to see on the trail? If you were hiking, would you like to see one or three or 30? And so
that's the question.
Zero. Yes.
One, right, three, or 30.
And so they say, well, three? One or three, not 30. And so
their goal is reservations.
Their goal is to not be so busy, maybe, and to keep it more. So these are things. I see a reason for us to be on that, but right now it's about environmental stuff. Okay, but I'll keep going.
Dixie Tech College meets the 21st. I have. Isaac has reached out from Tech Ridge, wanting to meet with me individually. His last response was he was told to meet with all the board members individually. So I told him that Brent Bills was working with the city and that he would report to us. So
great way to handle it. Anything else from
maybe learn a little bit about
okay, so USBA, we had our Leadership Academy this last week, and it was really great. It was a great opportunity to learn and network and to share ideas.
I will say this about her. She's on that committee, and it was really well done.
Yeah, oh, yes.
So, one of the better conferences.
It was so good.
So, thank you, Ben.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It was really
and Brenda good. And Richard presented, by the
Brandon
way.
Brandon Steve did.
Brandon yes. did a fantastic great job.
Nothing but praise.
How was it received? Yeah. I mean, did they?
It was great.
Incredibly well.
Yeah, it was very
A lot of people came up afterwards. Had a couple of school districts want to hire me on the side to help them out. And I said, no, just call me. I'll help you out for free. We got their emails for everybody that was there that wanted us to send the presentation. We sent them the presentation. I sent it this morning, and I've already received back probably a dozen people saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. It was great. Some of them, is it okay if my BA calls you? Stuff like that. So it was
awesome.
Really well.
Good work.
A lot of great questions.
Really well received.
Yeah. Okay, so we have a regional meeting on the 28th at 6:30 in Cedar, so I just wanted to mark your calendars for that.
I'm going to be in Missouri.
Yeah.
The 28th of September.
We have a football trip.
I'm gone.
28th, our regional USBA meeting.
Yeah, they just sent
golf is the 29th, right? Friday.
Will they be able to?
They're
going to have a Zoom link.
My grandsons have.
Ask them.
So we're going.
Is this
right.
Ask them
Cedar
so
City?
I can.
Or is it Iron County?
What time?
Yep.
Is it Iron County?
Yep.
On the 28th.
You have a time?
6:00. So in the past, we've met here at the district, and the superintendent often will carpool up whoever is in town and around to go.
Meet at 5?
Yeah, that's what we've done in the past. But I'll be out of town, so.
I'll be out of town, too. Ask them if they'll do a Zoom. I would like to do a Zoom.
Becky, can I have 1 second?
Yeah.
I forwarded all of you the email I got from NSBA about the presentation.
Yes,
got
it.
Which they turned down for the second year in a row.
Sorry.
We'll see.
So that leads me to our next question. We need to talk about USBA travel if we're going to go this next year. We don't have time to talk about that today, but if you'll keep that on your radar and think about, you know, if you want to attend and if we want to go as a board. So,
do we have another meeting? Is there a work meeting or not?
We have one scheduled, but I'm going to be out of town, and we had thought that we'd be able to avoid it, but we've missed a couple of our agenda items. So we were talking about just skipping the second meeting and catching it in October, but I don't know how pressing you guys feel those items are that we need
to. You want to move it up to the 18th?
We could still do it. I don't know anything that's so pressing that we could. Otherwise, it's the 10th, right?
Yep, 10th of October.
I just think we probably ought to hammer through some of these. I don't know.
I do.
We're going to get farther behind if we don't. Okay. But
do we want to do
not,
it?
It's kind of up the board. I just
on the 18th instead, so that
we're
here.
That'd be a work meeting. We wouldn't make any decisions, but we could just maybe have some discussion.
I could do the 18th. Would the 18th work instead to hit these follow up topics?
Yeah.
Instead of the 25th, are you around, Terry?
Yeah.
Superintendent.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that works.
Brent?
That's what I'm looking. I think so.
What?
That's
Craig,
a week from yesterday.
Around?
Is that a week from yesterday?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
September
18th. Dave,
I didn't answer yet.
I know. It's amazing that thus far it's been.
What do you
think I can do that?
I felt
singled out.
I better look.
Next Monday.
Monday the 18th, we'll plan. So then we'll have to get with you and get our agenda set.
5:15
tomorrow.
We'll go haul hay right after. Yeah. All right. Let's take this whole crew.
Hay right after.
Yeah, let's go haul.
Okay.
Ready.
All right. That's awesome. Good job. Okay, we'll adjourn and go to our other meeting. We're a little behind, so hustle on in. So the 18th.